It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. According to the Chronicle of Higher Education, the national average of students who graduate from college in 4 years is only 32%. According to the Princeton Review, 50% of college students change their major at least once, which may have something to do with this. But now, a Pittsburgh company has developed an app called MyPath 101 to help students graduate on time. Here now to explain how it works is Rachel Gogos, CEO of MyPath 101. Rachel, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Great to be here, Paul.
So, first of all, why are students not graduating on time?
Well, they spend a lot of time trying to figure out what they should major in, what classes to take. By the time they figure it out, oftentimes those classes may no longer be available, so they may have to wait an extra semester to take these classes. Or they just, you know, in general, if they don't know themselves well enough, they aren't really prepared to pick their major and make such lofty life decisions as what job path to embark on.
In past years, let's say we go back 20 years. Were more students graduating on time?
It's always been fairly low. The four-year graduation rate has always
traditionally it's always been low?
Yes.
Okay.
Remarkably low.
And part of that I mentioned excuse me earlier was that students have oftentimes they, as you say, they need to find out who they are, and so they're switching majors, which can slow you down. But what are some of the other factors for that?
Money. They run out of money if they're paying on their own. The one thing that has changed dramatically in the 20 years is the cost of higher education. It's gone very high. So students are oftentimes having one or sometimes two or even three jobs to be able to afford college. Financial aid has changed. The formulas have changed in the last 20 years. So students are frankly just struggling to keep up, not only with their classes, but life in general.
So what does this app do? How does this help students graduate on time?
There's three pieces to this app, and you have access to all three if you purchase it. The first is all around identity development. So you spend a lot of time answering questionnaires that help you figure out what you should major in, what your strengths are, what your passions are, what your values are. A lot of open-ended questions that we provide self-guided exercises on so students can help answer those lofty questions. And once they've answered those questions, then they can take them into their academic advisor or their career advisor and help make some of the decisions around majors. The second is around social media management or reputation management. So a lot of students nowadays are putting their whole lives out on social media, and very oftentimes what they put on is very damaging to them about themselves. So that might stop them actually from getting into college, because now college admissions professionals are actually taking a look at students before admitting them into school, but also employers very much are looking at what students are saying about themselves online and social media. So we provide step-by-step information on how to clean up your act online, but also how to build your visibility in a positive way. And then the third path is around career marketing. So we have some of the tried and true advice about how to create a great resume, to how to write a great cover letter. But then there's a whole new spin, again, using social media. So we have information on cyber etiquette or how to use Twitter to do your job search.
So when you talk about this app and all of the things that it does for a student, there's the one thing that sort of makes you stop and think, and that is this idea that, you know, the student getting to know themselves or, you know, understanding what they're all about. I mean, how can an app really do that?
The app asks the right questions.
Such as?
Such as, what are your values? What are your five core values? You know, I've worked with adults over the last 6 years doing personal branding. And there's a deep introspective part to personal branding, because you can't really brand yourself if you don't know yourself, right? If you don't know your own key messages and what you stand for and what guides you. So what we've done in that first path, that first track of MyPath 101, is we've developed over 20 modules that have informative information on answering these questions, but also guided exercises. So what I would do one-on-one with a person to help them figure these answers out, we've put these questions in a open-ended questionnaire. You can literally type your answer in, and the app will save your responses. And it also self-populates an app, or a module, excuse me, that is closer to the end of those 20 modules. It self-populates one of them that is called an identity profile. And this identity profile is something that becomes your Bible, if you will, of how to make some important decisions, and not only about school, but also about your personal life, because this profile has all your important answers to all those important questions to help you figure out your life, frankly.
So basically what the app does is it sounds you out about what you want to do, what's important to you, and helps you maybe sort your priorities is what it's sounding like this
exactly.
thing does.
Exactly. That's exactly what it does.
Interesting. We're talking with Rachel Gogos. She is CEO of MyPath 101. How did you end up developing this?
Do you want the long story or the short story?
Well, let's see. Maybe make it the short, and if I feel you're leaving anything out, I'll have you follow up. How's okay. that?
I was a first-generation college student. My parents were immigrants from Greece. I was the second person in my extended family to go to college. So when I got there, I had very little guidance as to what to major in, and really just how to navigate college. My dad was always encouraging me to major in something that I liked and something I was good at, and I was really fortunate in that, because a lot of students' parents actually put pressure on them for what to major in. So long story short, I always had a lot of angst about what to major in and what to be, and that carried on into grad school. I had that same angst. I eventually went to grad school to study higher education administration. And that angst was always with me, even when I had my first and second jobs that were in social development at the UN or in journalism at the Wall Street Journal. So I ended up taking this very crooked path to be where I am today. But what I really wanted to do was give back and help students that didn't have a lot of guidance at home or that don't have a lot of guidance in their school also figure out those same lofty questions that I struggled with and hopefully help them save time and money. You know, I think a lot of students in their 20s don't realize that they're creating the foundation for the rest of their lives. And those that do, you know, and struggle with it, even if they are making some right choices, they may look back. I talk to a lot of people in their 40s and 50s who think and who say to me, I wish I had a tool like MyPath 101 to have helped me figure it out. I could have saved a lot of time. I could have saved a lot of money.
Is the crooked path sometimes the best path as opposed to like a straight line? Does that help you in life?
It's your path, right? So it's not for anyone to say if the crooked or the straight is better or worse. But in today's day, we need to all be agile in our careers and figure out how to navigate onto that next job or onto that path we really want to be in, despite what our major's in.
So do you think that as a result of this app of MyPath 101 that we'll see more than 32% of students graduating from college in 4 years?
That's my hope. That's my dream.
What would be a realistic percentage of students graduating in 4 years?
In my ideal world?
Yeah.
At least half. I think half is still low. Ideally, you know, if we're going with pie
sure.
in the sky, I'd say at least 75% to 80%.
Now, before we wrap this up, Rachel, tell me about the charitable contribution being made by MyPath 101.
Giving back is something that is woven into the fiber of MyPath 101. And again, being a first-generation student myself, I've always wanted to help those less fortunate than myself. So Beyond 12 is an organization that's based in San Francisco. We have a matching partnership with them, which means, much like Tom's Shoes, if you buy one membership to MyPath 101, we donate a membership to Beyond 12. And Beyond 12's goal is to help those from low socioeconomic backgrounds, or again, first-generation families who come from low socioeconomic backgrounds, get to college and get through college. So we actually interviewed a bunch of nonprofits when we were creating MyPath 101 before we actually had a website to even use as we were talking to potential partners, and very much wove this relationship literally into the fabric of what we built with MyPath 101.
We've been talking with Rachel Gogos. She's CEO of MyPath 101, which helps students to graduate from college in 4 years. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up, our sports guy, Bob Dvorak, on the expanded use of instant replay by Major League Baseball umpires. Is it working or just slowing down the game? It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.